Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
In the peaceful town of Ramah, nestled amongst rolling hills and fields of golden wheat, lived a woman called Hannah. The air was fresh with the scent of wildflowers, and the gentle melody of songbirds filled the sky. Hannah was married to Elkanah, a kind and loving man. Every year they travelled to the city of Shiloh to worship and offer sacrifices to God at the tabernacle, where his presence was particularly strong. The journey was long, but filled with excitement. Families walked together, their colourful robes swaying, children laughing and playing games along the dusty road. But despite the festive atmosphere, Hannah felt a deep sadness in her heart. She longed for a child of her own, but had none. Each day she watched other mothers cuddle their babies and children playfully chasing butterflies in the meadows. While she was happy for them, she couldn't help but feel a little lonely. One evening, as the sun painted the sky with hues of pink and orange, Hannah slipped away to the entrance of the tabernacle. The scent of incense lingered in the air, and the soft glow of lanterns cast gentle shadows. She knelt down quietly, her eyes brimming with tears. "Dear God," she whispered, her voice barely audible, "if you will look upon my sorrow and give me a son, I promise to give him back to you. He will serve you all the days of his life." Her lips moved silently as she poured out her heart, but no sound came out. She was so deep in prayer that she didn't notice Eli, the priest, watching her. Eli saw her lips moving without a sound and was puzzled. "Why are you acting this way?" Eli asked gently, approaching her. "Are you okay?" Startled, Hannah looked up, wiping her tears. "Oh, sir," she replied, her voice quivering, "I am a woman deeply troubled. I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief." Eli's expression softened. "Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him." "Thank you," Hannah said, a flicker of hope lighting up her eyes. Imagine wanting something so much that you share your deepest feelings with God. Have you ever talked to God or someone you trust about something really important to you? Feeling a newfound sense of peace, Hannah returned to her family. The next morning they worshipped together before beginning the journey back home to Ramah. The road seemed a little brighter, and the songs of the birds that little bit sweeter. Back in Ramah, life continued as usual, but something had changed in Hannah's heart. She felt lighter, more hopeful. She hummed cheerful tunes as she baked bread, the aroma filling their cosy home. She tended to her garden, the vibrant flowers reflecting her renewed spirit. One morning, as the sun peeked over the horizon and the dew glistened on the grass, Hannah realized something wonderful. She was going to have a baby. God had remembered her. "Elkanah, Elkanah," she called out, her voice filled with joy. Elkanah rushed in from the fields, his eyes wide with anticipation. "What is it, Hannah?" he asked, a hopeful smile playing on his lips. "God has heard my prayer," she exclaimed, her cheeks flushed with happiness. "We're going to have a child." Elkanah's face lit up like the morning sun. "This is incredible news," he cried, lifting her into a joyful spin. They laughed together, the sound echoing through the hills. Months passed, and their home was filled with preparations. They crafted a tiny cradle, wove soft blankets, and decorated the nursery with love and care. Friends and neighbours shared in their joy, bringing gifts and well-wishers. Finally, the day arrived. Hannah gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. She held him close, feeling his tiny fingers wrap around hers, his soft breaths tickling her cheek. "I will name him Samuel," she whispered softly, gazing into his bright eyes, "because I asked the Lord for him." Can you imagine the happiness Hannah felt holding her baby for that first time? It's like finally getting that one special thing that you wish for with all your heart. Hannah remembered the promise she made to God. She knew that when Samuel was old enough, she would take him to serve at the tabernacle in Shiloh. But for now, she cherished every moment, watching him grow day by day. As Samuel grew, he filled their home with laughter and curiosity. "Mummy, why is the sky blue?" he would ask, tilting his head in wonder. "Because God painted it that way," Hannah would reply with a smile, brushing a stray curl from his forehead. She taught him about God's love, sang him lullabies under the stars, and told him stories of faith and courage. The time came when Samuel was old enough to be taken to the tabernacle. Though it tugged at her heart, Hannah was determined to keep her promise to God. She carefully packed Samuel's belongings, including a special robe she had woven just for him. Together, they made the journey to Shiloh, the same path she had walked years before, now with her cherished son by her side. As they approached the tabernacle, the familiar sights and sounds surrounded them. Pilgrims singing hymns, the aroma of offerings, and the majestic structure standing tall against the sky. Upon arriving, they found Eli the priest. His eyes were kind and his face gentle. "Do you remember me?" Hannah asked, her voice steady but filled with emotion. Eli looked at her thoughtfully. "Yes, yes, I remember you," he said softly. "You are the woman who prayed earnestly here several years ago." Hannah smiled, her eyes glistening. "I prayed for this child, and the Lord granted my request. Now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life, he will be dedicated to God's service." Samuel stood beside his mother, holding her hand tightly, but with a brave expression. Eli knelt down to Samuel's eye level. "Hello, young one," he said kindly. "Are you ready to serve God here with me?" "Yes, sir," Samuel replied, his voice clear. Hannah hugged Samuel warmly. "Remember all that I have taught you," she whispered. "God is always with you, and I will visit you often." "Will you tell me more stories when you come?" Samuel asked, looking up at her with trusting eyes. "Always," she promised, kissing his forehead. Leaving Samuel was the hardest thing Hannah had ever done, but she felt peace knowing that she was honouring her promise. As she walked away, she lifted her voice in a song of praise. "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord my horn is lifted high. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God." Her song echoed through the valley, a beautiful melody of gratitude and faith. Back in Ramah, Hannah continued her daily life, but now with a heart full of joy and gratitude. She often thought of Samuel, picturing him learning and growing in the tabernacle. True to her word, she visited him every year, bringing a new robe she had carefully woven. Each time, Samuel ran to her with open arms, eager to share all that he had learned. "Mummy, I helped Eli light the lamps today," he would exclaim, his face beaming. "That's wonderful, my dear," Hannah would reply, her heart swelling with pride. Meanwhile, God blessed Hannah even more. She had 3 more sons and 2 daughters. Their home was filled with laughter, playful shouts, and the pitter-patter of tiny feet. Elkanah often marvelled at their blessings. "Our family's grown so much," he would say, wrapping an arm round Hannah. "God has been very good to us." "Indeed," Hannah agreed, her eyes reflecting contentment. "Our hearts and home are full." Back at the tabernacle, Samuel was growing into a fine young boy. He assisted Eli with daily tasks, learned the scriptures, and was loved by all who met him. One night, as the stars twinkled like diamonds in the sky, Samuel lay down to sleep in the temple of the Lord. The oil lamps flickered softly, casting a warm glow. Suddenly, he heard a voice calling, "Samuel! Samuel!" Thinking it was Eli, he jumped up and ran to him. "Here I am. You called me," he said.
"I didn't call you," Eli replied, yawning. "Go back and lie down."
Samuel returned to his bed, a little puzzled. Moments later, the voice called again. "Samuel!" He rushed to Eli. "Here I am. You called me."
"My son, I did not call you," Eli said kindly. "Go back and lie down."
When it happened a third time, Eli realized that it was God calling the boy. "Samuel," Eli said gently, "go and lie down. If he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" Samuel nodded, returned to his bed, his heart pounding with excitement. "Samuel, Samuel," the voice called once more. This time Samuel sat up and said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." God spoke to Samuel, sharing important messages with him. From that day on, Samuel continued to listen to God's voice, growing in wisdom and becoming a great prophet for Israel. Imagine hearing God's voice calling your name. How amazing would that be? Hannah's story teaches us about faith, patience, and the importance of keeping our promises. Even when things seemed impossible, she trusted God with all her heart. Her faith was rewarded not only with a son, but with a legacy that would bless an entire nation. Samuel grew up to be a wise leader, guiding the people of Israel and helping them follow God's ways, all because one woman dared to hope and kept her promise. Sometimes we might want something very much, and it can be very hard to wait. But Hannah's example shows us that trusting in God and being faithful can lead to wonderful blessings beyond our imagination. Have you ever made a promise to someone? Keeping our promises is important, especially when we make them to God or to those that we love. So, next time you have a big wish or a heartfelt prayer, remember Hannah's story. Trust that God hears you and be ready to keep your promises with joy. Are you ready to trust God like Hannah did and see what amazing things might happen? You are? Well, let's talk to God together and see what happens. And remember that Hannah brought a very big request to God. She wanted to have a son. What would you really like to happen? We're going to take a moment so that you can talk to God about what you'd like to happen, something that you'd really like, whatever it is. Let's be still. Lord God, we thank you for the amazing story of Hannah, for her courage in coming to you with that request that she might have a child. And Lord, in a moment, of quiet. We want to share the things that we would love to have happen in our own lives, something that we really want to see happen, something that you've put on our heart. And Lord, if this thing is good for us, we pray it'll happen. And Lord, we pray that you'll continue to help us through our lives to hear your voice, to trust your words, and that we will see wonderful things happen for us, for those around us, as we make this world a more beautiful and better place. Amen.